USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that. Because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event, sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say, to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
To the Democrats now, Massachusetts Progressive Senator Elizabeth Warren dropping out of the race. She holds a news conference outside of her home in Cambridge. Coronavirus concerns continue. 3,500 people on board the Grand Princess cruise ship, sitting about 70 miles off the coast of San Francisco. Well, the folks on board will be tested for the coronavirus now that a California Air National Guard helicopter dropping off test kits onto the vessel. The concern, three passengers on the ship's prior cruise to Mexico had the virus, and one of those three people, an elderly man, passed away. Some of the passengers on that cruise continued onto this cruise, but were never tested.
The Coast Guard delivered a sufficient number of tests for the passengers on that ship.
Vice President Mike Pence, who leads the Corona Task Force, telling reporters,
as more Americans take an interest in this or have concerns about this, we want to make sure they have access to a coronavirus test as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An update now for you on the aftermath of the deadly tornadoes which hit Tennessee. President Trump scheduled to visit the region, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Our heart pours out to the families that have lost loved ones.
That's Tennessee Congressman John Rose discussing Tuesday morning's outbreak of tornadoes that killed 24 people in the state of Tennessee, including 18 people in Putnam County, which he represents.
We have a long healing process, but a great community that's pulling together to help make that happen.
The National Weather Service says one of the tornadoes that hit Putnam County was an EF4 with winds of 175 miles an hour. Several people remain unaccounted for.
Well, we spring forward this weekend, and a Republican senator from Florida, sick of this time change, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he just realized this weekend our clocks spring forward, and he's not too happy about losing an hour of sleep.
It makes no sense. There's no reason to keep doing it. It's time to go permanent daylight savings and end this once and for all. We have a bill to do that. Let's see if we can get it done this year. This is stupid.
In a Twitter video, Rubio says the bill hasn't moved on Capitol Hill, so he wants Americans to call their members of Congress. Rubio continues,
I'm not looking forward to Sunday. We're going to lose an hour of sleep. Everybody's going to be upset. It's just dumb. There's no reason to keep doing it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.